leave the sukkah and go out of the sukkah. Trashi mavich rechayi, like it doesn't smell good. So therefore, we're afraid maybe you leave the sukkah, therefore the Rabbanim did not want you to use this schach. So the loch is brought down that this type of a schach that smells bad, lechatchila, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to use it. But if you already used it, then the sukkah is kosher. Now this is not like our Mishnah that says not to use bundles. Bundles of shuor, the Rabbanim made a psul, that you're not yoytzim with the Rabbanim. But here this is only lechatchila not to use this type of a schach that smells bad. But if you made it already and you sat in the sukkah, you're mekayem the mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah explains this is only if it's not that bad the smell. But if the smell is so bad that it really bothers you, you can't stand to sit there, that's not called the dira, that's not called teshu or kente duru, and that would even be possible with the raisa. But here we're talking about just that it doesn't smell, it just doesn't smell nicely, it smells a little bit bad, but it's not that bad, you can still sit there. So with the raisa, you mekayem the mitzvah, and even with the rabbanon, just like the chilu, don't do it. But if you did it though, it's even kosher with the rabbanon. And the same thing the next Gemara. That Omar Rav Chonin Ba Rava, Hani Hizmi Vigi, type of thorns, Mesachin Bu, you're allowed to use it for schach. It grows and it's not Makabot Tumah. Abaye Ram Rabbi said, Behizmi Mesachin, but this type of thorns you're allowed to. But Behigi Loi Mesachin, this type of a thorn, no. My time of why not? Kivon de Nasri Tafayu, since it leaves, falls off, so Shovik Lei Venofik, we're afraid maybe you leave the sukkah and go out, for the same reason. Like it's not so geschmack, it's not so nice sitting in your sukkah when you have leaves falling down from the schach. So it's the same thing here also, it's brought down halacha. That lechatchila you're not supposed to use this type of a schach. But if you use the schach and you sat there, you are mekayem the mitzvah. Because it's not so bad if sometimes some leaves fall in. Now this is also only if it falls in the whole time. But let's say they only fall in when a strong wind comes, then even lechatchila you're allowed to use it. But also the same thing we're talking about, even though it falls in the whole time, it doesn't bother you that much. But if it's a type of a schach that mamash the whole time is like coming down and it bothers you, can't stand it, it's very hard to eat there, it's not comfortable, it bothers you a lot, then it could be not mekayem the mitzvah mediraisa rida. So that's not called teshu kentaduru, something that bothers you, you can't take it. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. You have five lines down. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Omer Rav Gidl Omer Rav said, Hayaf Kusa de Dikla. If you have the bottom part of a dekla of a palm tree, there are like sprouts growing up, and they're attached on the bottom, but upwards they become separate, like separate reeds. Is Mesachim Bu. You're allowed to use this for Schach. And the Chiddush is, Afagav the Yagidi Ogid. Even though on the bottom they're attached. In other words, even after you cut it off the tree, after the palm tree, it's like a bunch of leaves, like that the bottom of it is all attached, it looks like it's bundled together, and the top of it is separate leaves. See, even though it's bunched together, and we had in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to use a bunch of straw or something bunched together. The Teretz is, Agad v'dei shemayim lo shemayagad. If it's grown that way, b'day shemayim, that's the way this bunch of wood like grows together. It grows bunched together. That's not the chalal gzera of our Mishnah. We're not afraid that you should use it, and maybe somebody will put it up there to dry out, because this is not called a bundle since it was grown that way. We only have the gzera if you take pieces of straw, pieces of wood, and you bundle it together. But if it was grown that way, that's not called a bundle. The chazal asid that you are allowed to use it for schach. And the Gemara says another Chiddush that Afagav the Hodr Ogid Lahu, even though now you bunch the top parts of the leaves. In other words, we said it was grown on the bottom together. It's attached on the bottom. But the top, the leaves sprout out. So even though now you take a string and bunch up the top leaves all together, still it's kosher. You're allowed to use it for schach. Because Igud Bechad Leishmeyagad, since you're only tying it up by itself, and only on one side of it, the other side is grown together. Only one side you're tying it up, and it's all the same type of a min, there's no psul, that's not part of the gzera of the Mishnah, not to use a bundle of straw. A bundle has to mean you have to use of different types put together. But the exact same min, since here was grown together on the bottom, there's no psul, it doesn't look like a bundle of straw, that we have to make the gzera, maybe you put it up there to dry out. So you're allowed to use this bundle, even though it's bundled on top. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ravina Bar Shela. So Rav Chizda said over the name of Ravina Bar Shela, that hani dukri dekani, the same type of a thing, but not by a palm tree, but by reeds.
If you have reeds, that the bottom of the reeds are attached, they're grown together, and later they shoot up and they separate and like separate reeds. Is masachimbu, you're allowed to use it for schach. It's after you cut it off, it's not mechubel kakar anymore. So it's something that grew out of the ground. Plus it's not makabel tum, it's not called an oichel. So you're allowed to use it for schach. And the chiddush is, afagav diagidininu, even though the maestad they're attached together, on the bottom it was grown attached together, all these reeds, still, agad v'dei shemayim lo yishmayagad. Since it was attached v'dei shemayim, that's the way it was grown, there's no chsaron. What's attached the way it's grown v'dei shemayim, that's not the b'chadik zera of a chavilis. And again, in the same chiddush again, afagav dehoder agadlu, even though true the bottom of the reeds are attached, but the top of the reeds are like separated, and they're all bunched all over, and now you want to go bundle them together, still we say it's mutter, even if you bundle it, because igud b'chad lo yishmayagad. Since you're bundling up only on top and the same type of a min, that's not the chlal, the halach of agad, of a bundle of straw, that here you're allowed to use it. So just like we had the chiddush before by the palm tree, the same chiddush you have here by the reeds. So Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also in another braisa, that kanim, you have these reeds, vudukranim, and that these pieces of the palm tree, is mesachim behen, you're allowed to use it for schach. So Gemara and Havamina thought there are two different cases. One case is using regular kanim, regular reeds, and then using the kranim. So Gemara asked the kasha, kanim shita? Like to use reeds, why not? Like single reeds that they're not bunched together, of course you could use it for schach. It's something that grows out of the ground, and it's not makabel tumah, so what's the chiddush here? So Gemara answers, Emo, let's say, kanim shel the kranim. It means the kanim, the reeds that are grown like the kranim, those that are grown together. So on the bottom, they're like grown, bunched together. So even though it looks like an agad, it looks like a bundle, and our Mishnah says you can't use a bundle of wood or a bundle of shrua, but here, since it's grown that way, agad, b'dei shemayim, is lo yishmei agad, it's not b'chlal d'gzeira. Here, you're allowed to use it. The Omer Rav Chizda said another halacha, that Omer Ravina Bashele, said over the name of Ravina Bashele, that Hani Merisa Diagma. Marisa means, Rashi says, that's chazeres, a Roman lettuce. That was by Pesach Banayit, there's a mitzvah tidmoru. And one of the minim of mor is chazeres. So we have this chazeres, this Roman lettuce, that's called Marisa diagma, that grows in an agma, Rashi shel aga means in the swans. That's the name of this type of chazeres. It's called Marisa diagma, like the Roman lettuce that comes from the swans. Is alocha odem yoytze behem yedei chavosim b'pesach. If you eat this type of a moror on Pesach by night, you're Mekayim Mitzvah's moror. You're allowed to eat this, be Mekayim Mitzvah with this. For the Gemara Meisvah, I have a kasher on you. Ezoiv, the lachor is you have to take an Ezoiv, whether we have the mitzvah by the Parashatis, by the Paraduma, with the dam, you have to put the Ezoiv into it, or with the blood, with the water, or else by the Korban Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim does the mitzvah, take the Ezoiv and dip it into the blood. Wherever you have to have an ezov, that's a type of a grass, it's called a hasip, they call it, is v'loy ezov yovin. You can't use an ezov that has a nickname to it called the Greek ezov. V'loy ezov kuchli, not a nickname called ezov kuchli. V'loy ezov midbari, not a wild one that grows in the wilderness. V'loy ezov roimi, and not one that comes from Rome. V'loy ezov shiesh le shem levoy, and not any type of an ezov that has another nickname to it. So what do you see? When the Torah says to use an ezov, it means a plain ezov, and not with one that has a nickname to it. Zero, so the Torah says to use moror, al matzos and morim yachluhu, so to use moror, maybe moror means like a type of a Roman lettuce that's only called chazeres and does not have a nickname to it. Here it's called merisa diagma, has like a nickname to it. Why isn't it possible? It's the same way you say by ezov, the mitzvah ezov. The Torah says only to use a pure ezov and not an ezov that has another nickname to it. So Rabbi Abai gives an answer like this. It depends. That kol shenishtana shemoi koydeh matan Torah, if before the Torah was given, it also had different type of nicknames, there were different types of ezoivs, the mashal by this ezov, this grass, this hasap. It was different types, even mashas the Torah was given. Uvos the Torah, and the Torah came, v'hek pidu olei, and the Torah only said ezoiv stam, the Torah never said another nickname also. You see, the Torah wanted you, but after to use a special type of the ezoiv, only the one that's called ezoiv stam, and not an ezov that has another nickname to it, another type of an ezov, like ezov yavon, ezov kuchli. As we do, we know for sure sheyesh lo shem levoy. In other words, the Torah knew there were other type of ezovs that had other names, and the Torah never mentioned it. So we know clearly the Torah did not want you to use those types only the type that's called Ezer Stam. That's why be'ezer it's possible. Aber Bahani, Mashenkein, by Moror, Lenishtane Shemayhu, Koide Matan Torah. Before the Torah was given, it did not have this other nickname to it, called Marisa the Yagma. As Peshas Matan Torah, all the Morors had one name. They were all called Moror. So when the Torah said to use Moror, all these different types of Chazeres, all these different types of Roman lettuces were included. That's the more said. So therefore, when the Torah said Moror, it meant all these types. So even though later on we gave it different nicknames, but since it's the same type of Amin, it was all included what the Torah meant to say. Rashi, Ezov, kol echad echsid Ezov doros lehocha. Wherever the Torah says Ezov, we say this is what the Torah means. V'loy kol Ezov sheish l'shem levoy, hochinami, Moror ksiv, v'loy merisa diagma, dehevi shem levoy, that's the kasha. But Moror also should be possible. The Torah says, no, kol shenishtana shmoy koydim ma'an Torah, dimin shiyesh boy mikam aminim. There's a lot of different types. V'chol echot shem levoy, each one has its own name to it, k'moy ezov kuchli, this type of an ezov. V'koydim ma'an Torah, hoy yizeh shmoy, this was its name, uvos the Torah, now the Torah came. V'hikpido, the Torah was makpid, said exactly what it means. Shekos v'kam ha'makoyim is ezov, it says in a lot of places the word ezov. Never says another name to it. We see clearly the Torah wants you to bring an Ezov that's called plain Ezov. Therefore, any Ezov that has another name to it, that's not what the Torah wanted. All the Moros had the name. When the Torah says to use Moror, it meant all these types. So therefore, even though in later years they gave it another name, if the Torah still said you're allowed to use all those types of Moror, all these types of Roman letters. Rav gives another Torah. Hani Marisa Stam Shmayu. Really, this Marisa the Yagma, even though you give it a nickname, but like sometimes the nicknames means it's a different type of a vegetable. Here it's not that way. Here this vegetable, this moro, this Roman lettuce, is a regular Roman lettuce. Marisa is Tomashmayu. Vahai the Korola Marisa the Yagma. You know why they give it this new nickname? This Marisa the Yagma, the moro that comes from the Yagma, from the swamps, Mishum de Mishtakach be Yagma. Because that's where you find it. You find it near the swamps. But not the Pshati, that's really a different type of a Chazer, it's a different type of a Roman lettuce. There's by the Ezov, there Rav holds. The reason why they call each Ezov with a different nickname, because it's a different type of a plant. Each one is taka different. So Torah only said a stam ezov and not the ezov kuchli. Mashen came by the Marisa, by this chazeres, the Roman lettuce. They all are really called just Roman lettuces. Just the reason why they give it a nickname of Marisa, the Yagma, is because that's where you find it. But not the pshat is a different type of a moro. It's the exact same type of a moro. Just this is the place where you find it, so that doesn't change its din. It's still called a moro that you could use for the mitzvah of moro by Pesach by night. Omar Rav Chizda said that Igud Bechad Loish Meyagit. He says, wherever you have to have a mitzvah of Agad, let's say by Ezov, the Agudis Ezov, or else by Lulav, if you hold there's a mitzvah of Agad, or else by the Schachir, there's a psul of Agad, if you only have one tied together, that's not called an Agad. Mashenkin Sholosh Shmeyagit. When you have three things tied together, that's already called an Agad. Say by mitzvah Ezov, you have to have three Ezovs, three stalks, tied together, and Uadin for the Psul of Al Mishnah of Schach, Chavilo also has to have at least three pieces of straw or three pieces of wood bundled together. Shnayim, what about if you only have two stalks for the Ezov, or else two for Al Mishnah? Is Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabbonin. Hateyot so Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbonin. The Tznan, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Torah. Mitzvah Ezov. What's the mitzvah by Ezov that you have to use by the Parah Aduma? Is Shloish Shaklochim. You have to have three stalks, uvahen shloisha gavulin, and on each stalk there's a bud on top of it. So three stalks with three buds to it, shloisha gavulin. Rashi says gavulin means gavul lachol klach. Each stalk has its own gavul. Gavulu konehem tsoi shazera baroisha. That the seed is on top of it, like the bud. Keken v'sapishtin. Rabbi Yosi says mitzvahs ezov shloisha gavulin. The mitzvah lechatchil is to have three stalks, true. Tie three together. Veshirov, let's say after you tie three together, then Shirayim left over, and there was one fell away, Shinayim. As long as you have two left over, still is kosher. What about the Gardumot? That means at the beginning you had three, and they were long, the way the size you have to, and then eventually it got chopped away, you only have a little bit left of it. That's called Gardumot. If you have all three of them there, but the size got much smaller, it's kosher. As long as something is left over, even a small amount, still is kosher. So the Havimina is now, Klosalka Dait, and the Gemara thought, that Midishir of Shnayim, since Rabbi Yossi says, if you have two left over, in other words, true, you start out with three stalks tied together, and then one fell away. If you only left over with two, he says still it's kosher. So the Avimina is, Chilose Nami Shnayim. Who are then, if you would start out with just two stalks, tie them together, you would also be Mekayim the Mitzvah Seizlev. Vahidik Toni Shleisha, why did it say to use three? Atei Lason Le Mitzvah. Lechatchili, you're supposed to use three, that's the Mitzvah. But if you only have two, be the Evid, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, Amidi Rabbi Yossi, Shleisha Le Mitzvah. The Chura, since according to Rabbi Yossi, three is only the Mitzvah, not the Kuvah, the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon sheet, it should come out that Shleisha Liakev, that to have three is Taki Likuvah. That if you have less than three, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So we see clearly a Machlokes that Rabbi Yossi holds two bundled together is called an Agud, and according to Rabbanon, you daf can eat three, two is not called an Agud, it's not called an Agudas, Ezev. So Murray asked the question now. For Tanya, we learn not like that. For Tanya learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi says, Ezev, if you take this Ezev and you make an Agud, you bunch them. Chilasa Shnayim, you start out with only two stalks, you bundle them together. Or else Veshir of Echad, in the case where you started out with two, and then you left over one fell away, the locher is possible. So see clearly, Rabbi Yossi holds, if you start out with two, it's like a possible. V'yena kosher atshihei tchilasa shlesha. It's only kosher if you start out with three stalks. You have to tie three together. That's called an agud, agudas ezoiv. Veshir of Shnayim. True, if you start out with three, and then one falls away later, and you have two left over, still it's kosher. You see clearly, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to have three li'ikuva. So Gemara says, like a true epoch, change it around. Now, the machlekes is the opposite. L'Rabbi Yossi, shleisha li'akev. According to Rabbi Yossi, true. You have to have three li'ikuva. If you don't have three to start out with, you're not mekayim the mitzvah agudas seizav. L'Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon shita, shleisha le'mitzvah. That they say you have to have three, that's only le'mitzvah. At the beginning, it's good to have that. But the evidence, if you started out with two, it's kosher according to the Rabbonin. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. For Tanya, I'll bring you a raya proof, another brisa, Rashi's ben Chusa. This is a raya proof to what we said. The brisa says like this, Ezoiv, Tchilosa, Shnayim, Veshira, Vechad, Kosher. If you have an agudas Ezoiv that you started out just bundled two together, and then later one fell away, you left away with one, still it's kosher. V'yein apostle, when is apostle? Achiyat chilosoi v'shira vechot. Until you started out with one, and the leftover was only one also. For the Gemara, shira vechot apostle, how could that be? If you left over with one, mashm, you started out with two, and now you left over with one, that's apostle. Ha'amr, you just got finished saying at the beginning of the Braisa, not like that. That shira vechot kosher. If you started out with two, and now you have one left over, it's still kosher. So after you say leftover of one is possible, El Eima, let's say like this, this is what the Braisa means to say.